put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. Put a spell on you because you're mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date, of course, is the 12th of November, 2007. Glad to have you all listening in today, including NSA and the Swedish secret police, Israelis, all of you guys. Nice to have you all here with me to do this little morning rant. This is actually a Monday morning rant here. A couple of things to clear up, some information about the website. They don't want me to put this historic stuff out, guys, and I can see attacks from everywhere and attempts to sway me from all quarters, and it's just getting fast and furious here. They don't want these historic books to be widely circulated. And they're getting nervous about the fact that it's possible that they will that these books will actually be read by people. And as we speak, they in fact are getting read. And it's disconcerting for them. And you know, it's going to end up, ladies and gentlemen, that these people are going to keep trying measures like monitoring and listening in and all this other stuff. I'm sure the French are listening in. I'm sure the Americans are. I'm glad you're all listening in, the people who are interested in the truth. The books are definitive. And one of the things that they all have in common is that they all tell a similar story, and they all came to that conclusion from a different perspective, a different way. They come from different societies. People that wrote these things, they come from different backgrounds, different periods in history, different economic and socio-connected backgrounds, and yet they all arrive at the same information. It's that information that they don't want to allow cretins like Alex Jones to talk about, or he won't talk about intentionally. So, I mean, where am I going with that? But there are other people, excuse me, working full-time here to stop this information from ever coming out. If you go, and this one guy has been writing to my webmaster, because my webmaster has been very busy. He was unable to do the right background check and didn't have the knowledge I had about this guy's background. His name is Captain May and the Ghost Ghost Troops. This guy is a shill, and he's a Zionist shill, and he has been and is and always will be. And he put out some nonsensical timeline that we ended up having on our site. And I apologize to my listeners for having that stuff on the site. My webmaster got caught up in posting things he shouldn't have. And anyway, because he's very busy. He's got a lot of things to do. And because of his business requirements, I'm going to start doing this website myself. It's going to take some time because it's a lot of work. And there are tens of thousands of elements into this thing, hundreds of thousands of elements and thousands of files on this website that need to be sorted out and understood and all the rest of it, and give Krister, my webmaster, a chance to get back to his basics over in his home country and allow me to use what I know about this conspiracy to actually put a tighter lock on the information that we put out. And that's important. It's important that we don't confuse and don't underestimate the resourcefulness of our enemies, starting to look like the people I was working with were bad guys. That's what it's looking like to me. I mean, there's no other explanation for how they've done me and what I got. The crazy emails being sent out by Christopher Boland's Jewish wife, Helia, and the fact that he was married to an Israeli intelligence officer from the military. this is Bolin now. And that he was on he was in New York on 9/11, and friends with Stephen Jones, who is, you know, with that group, that Ghost Troop group, con artists for 9/11 Truth and con artists for everything, you know, that's what they are. And most of the information, so, you know, I'm going to start weeding through the Bolin stuff and jettisoning some of it, because I don't know where this guy's lie started. I really don't. And I've said that before. I don't know what's true and what's not true about this guy. I do know that he was jumping around the world with children in tow that were in desperate need of medical attention emotionally. They were sick. The youngest one was just beginning to feel the terrible effects of this, but the older one was wacky as toast here. And I, you know, it looked like they were always using these kids as window dressing in their presentations. You know, put a sling on your daughter's arm and ask for money. Put your sad-eyed kids on the front page of your website and say, oh, look how terrible it is that we've been victimized because we're 9/11 researchers. Now, this is a guy that worked for IBM World Service. And became, you know, so the what's lining up here is this guy's rotten to the core. There's something wrong with him. I don't know what the hell it is wrong with him. And frankly, I don't want to waste the time it's going to take me to figure it out. I just want to move on and put more historic information up, which is really pissing these cretins off in the Zionist camp, because, you know, these books, these Dillings books, these Henry Ford books, these Ramsey books, these Ben Friedman tapes, this stuff kills them because it's factual, it's historic, and it ties the whole thing together, and they can't deny it. You know, and everybody's trying to make this into George Bush, but look, guys, come on. It's so simple that George Bush himself has nothing to do with these plannings. He doesn't have the brains to. You know, this guy has to be instructed on how to wipe his fanny. Let alone put together a conspiracy of this magnitude, he doesn't have what it takes to do it. He's a figurehead. So when if you say you want to impeach George Bush, what you should be saying is the people behind him, and they happen to all be criminal Zionist Jews for the most part, or crypto Jews that are acting like Christians and trying to herd that 30, 40 million person imbecilic Christian movement, dumbasses beyond anything I can even describe to you, into supporting this nonsense that the Arabs are our enemy and that all this other... The Arabs are not our enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 years ago, the Arabs were running around on camels, running around in the desert or in their city centers. They were involved in their own cultures and Islam and everything. You know, this is a very rich culture, North African culture. And look at how abused it's been. We inflicted World War II on these people so we could get down there and steal oil and protect the Rothschild colonial structure of raping third world countries. Still going on today, and like it never has before, worse than it's ever been. In Chad, and in Sudan, and Eritrea, and Ethiopia, and Libya. I mean, come on. And all of these puppet regimes they put in there, these Abdullahs of the world, he's a crypto-Jew. He's a crypto-Zionist. I don't know if he's Jewish, but he's a crypto-Zionist. There's no doubt about it. His father was a top mason in the Middle East. And you got the king of Morocco, this guy in the pocket of the American-British-Jewish alliance. You know, all true. And it gives them false bad guys. They need to put in puppet dictators in who are going to make believe they're angry with the West so that they can stir the pot of this false hatred toward the Muslim Arab community. I mean, for the most part, the rank and file Arabs and Muslims of the world are very well-spoken, kind, and polite people, and generous people. Part of their culture to be generous. You don't come from a desert culture and not be generous to people that you meet. Why? Because the resources were so thin in the areas that their cultures grew up in that sharing became part of their everyday world. Now, coveting things is what the Zionist Jews have brought to the world. Sharing is not part of their construct. So they needed to undermine that, and they undermine it by radicalizing a sect within Islam, fomenting it and supporting it through this Wahhabi movement, using their puppet regime in Saudi Arabia to finance it and make it look like other Arabs are pushing this stuff forward rather than them themselves. Kind of like who's behind Dubai. It's the Zionists are behind Dubai, using their front people within the Arab community. It's the same thing as George Bush making believe he's a Christian when he's got Zionist criminal Jews behind him in all of his machinations. It's the same thing in the Middle East with the Saudi government and with the Jordan government and with the Moroccan government and Libyan, all of them. That's a lie. The Karzai government, all that stuff. It's just nonsense. So what's my point here? My point is the historic stuff really does them a terrible beat. Now, I got to get people to read. It's one of the things that they've been successful at doing is limiting people's interest in reading. They want everything read to them or spoon-fed. And as they get spoon-fed by the likes of Alex Jones, they get pushed away from the real culprits. And that's the whole goal they've got here. And that's why they want to marginalize me, because if anybody reads the information that has been historically documented through time on IamTheWitness.com, they clearly know who's done this to everybody. And they don't want me to get any traction in this world. Now, you know, there are people out there I've had terrible problems with here. One of them is Rivero, and here's the thing about him. He does put up some interesting stuff, some good stuff. Don't know why he goes awry on several things. I can't figure it out, because some of his stuff is pretty darn good. It's confusing. You know, he gives you three candies and one teaspoon of vinegar, and then you take the vinegar, it ruins all your candy. I get it. I don't understand why he does that shit. But anyway, that's for him to explain to you. But there are news items that come out on his website that are hard hitting and powerful, and they're from some decent sources. So what I recommend when you go there, and I do go there, is to weed through, to dig through. You know, maybe it is his goal, and I can't speak for him, I don't know, is to shove all kinds of stuff up there to protect himself. You know, me, I've made mistakes with having my webmaster take the lead in posting things, and then, you know, I call him up right away, and his phone's busy because, he's got a busy life and doesn't get back to me right away, and what sits on my website is something that I absolutely don't agree with, but because he doesn't have the level of understanding I do about some of the people involved, he acquiesces to putting certain things up, and I had made, you know, some requests that he not put anything up, but it was in a news item, and of course it makes me look like a fool. And so what we did now is, you know, I'm going to take a fully hands-on control of everything, which there is a learning curve involved in this, ladies and gentlemen, and trust me, if I had started this website work 2 years ago, maybe it wouldn't be so terrible, but I mean, just the book section took 9 hours to download onto my hard drive. I mean, come on, 9 hours? You have to understand, this is a huge website. And the book section is growing. The downloads for the book section are growing. The interest in the information is absolutely imperative for every person wanting to know the facts. And, of course, you know, reeling from all of the truth that's coming out all around them, these people are feeling very, very, very nervous about people like myself connecting the dots for history. And they're also very nervous about me outing the cretinous Mr. Bean and his connection to the Bolin family and their window dressing family that runs around the world acting like they're pretty hot stuff. And again, the MO of these people is to put out, 90% quality and 10% nonsense and crap. But associations here, let me say it right from the start. And this is what Bolin actually confirmed for you, if you go back and listen to what he said. My wife didn't like these people immediately, and neither did I. I mean, they had barely stepped their feet in my house, and I said something wrong here. My wife thought right away that they weren't who they appeared to be. That's what she came to the conclusion of within seconds. Now, my wife lives off of instinct that are powerful. She knows good and bad. She just knows right away. She kind of knows for it. And me, I kind of do. But you know, of course, you can baffle me with words sometimes, because I'm a little more cerebral, and that allows me to be cerebrally overwhelmed and maybe smoke screened. but I knew they were morally bankrupt as a family, these people. I knew it. And I accepted their research anyway. And see, that was my mistake. If I met somebody who seemed to be morally bankrupt, then their information should have been void in my life. And because it would have clearly meant that at any point in time, they would be able to do what they actually did do to me. And I should have been able to see that coming based upon the behavior that I witnessed and their disregard for their children's schooling and stable home life, which makes you wonder if they're if they were having those children around them just for effect. Happens, you know, just to cover themselves in this, you know, make them look like a family. Who knows? But who knows? Anyway, so they're sending emails around the world trying to make everybody believe, which is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, is that I was manipulating Eric this whole time, and everyone knows that's nonsense. Everyone does. Not even a single person buys that. Why? Because it's ridiculous to even make that statement. And so they failed to soil and sully my reputation because I'm the guy that's looking like the one that was getting used. Can you go back and listen to that? Please listen to me rant and scream at Eric. It's pretty foul language, and I was angry. If you'd have seen how angry I was that day, I was fit to be tied. I mean, angry. One after. I mean, I couldn't believe that I had been dealt the dirty that I had been dealt. I couldn't believe it. I'd been up all night and connecting dots with people and talking to them, and finally came to the realization that I had been screwed by this Mr. Bean over in California. I'll call him Mr. Bean because it's. I'm getting into a mudslinging thing about what kind of cretin he is. But anyway, he's more than that. He's a very talented manipulator, extremely so. And, yeah, he's good. He's pretty good at it. Anyway, but more people are starting to see through association through his attempt to destroy my reputation, and then they look deeper into the facts. And you find out that that these are the people behind the destruction of our PayPal account. They made the phone calls because I talked to the people at PayPal, and they pointed out that the site had a for profit stuff on it, and they did all kinds of they ruined our ability to collect donations through that book repository. They placed false information, used nonsensical lines of thinking, and actual outright lies about things, actually calling my brother, this guy's got 5 kids, you know, he's just a family guy, man, and calling him a Zionist is the most unbelievable thing you could ever have imagined, ever. If you saw my brother, you would just go, oh my goodness, Mr. Bean Huffschmidt is absolutely lost his freaking mind. So anybody who's starting to look at this is starting to realize that there's problems. The guy's bad, and I might have been peddling his poop all over the internet. And you listen to his files, and you go, how could he be so bad? He sounds like he's hitting the right notes. Well, maybe his job is to hit the right notes and destroy cohesion within the group. Because what I discovered is every time I was starting to get serious followings on the internet, throughout time, I went back and racked my brain for associations between us getting a lot of traction and a lot of visits to the website, and then him going out on these forays to destroy other people. And almost to a moment, it was related to our successes. When success started going, he turned up the heat on everybody, causing fights. Yeah, old Mr. Bean. You know, funny how hindsight can teach you so much. I guess people who've had traumatic events in their life, lost loved ones, divorces, whatever, and then you step back for 2, 3, 4, 6 months, any of those areas, and start seeing what really went on. Yeah. And then, you know, other people coming on my show and saying, David Icke, that really bothered me about what happened during that file. Why? Because he had never brought any of that nonsense up ever, ever, ever. Makes me wonder. Well, maybe they want to just get me, get my historic information out of in front of your eyes. I think that's the goal. Anyway, so I decided to let you all know that I'm going to try to master the information on this website myself. I never did it before, ever. And I didn't do it for a reason. I wanted to spend my time reading and understanding history and books and information that was being sent to me. Of course, filtering it through Mr. Bean's eyes was exactly what he wanted me to do. And going around telling people I was dying and stuff and using that. It's unbelievable. That I didn't even know it until somebody actually started telling me that he was trying to characterize me as dead within weeks. And when I found that out, I flipped out. I couldn't even believe that that's what he had done, because I had never told him that, ever. And no doctor told me I was dying in weeks. I was sick from medications and things that I was taking to try to stop my malady here. But certainly wasn't dying. My life is going to be cut short by what I'm suffering through. There's no doubt about that. But certainly not weeks or months. Unless something dramatic happens, it's going to certainly curtail along my longevity and limit what I can do as a human being in the short term, but certainly not going to kill me in weeks or months. And he knew that. And he lied. And he went out telling people stuff like this, and they spread it around. And he was trying to manipulate this girl Suzette into lying out there on the internet, and she smelled it somehow. I don't know what her relationship is to all this stuff, and I don't know what the rest of those people's relationship to it is. All I do know is Mr. Bean is a lying manipulator, and so is Christopher Bolin. That's a fact. Fact. Now, his assaults on me saying I'm a Zionist, anybody with a brain that looks at this knows that's a complete fabrication. It just doesn't add up. Anyway, I thought I would do a little clearing of the air here, because I still get these inquiries and I still get these people trying to figure it, and I still getting these attacks from old Bean over there and these emails going out from the Zionist Kessel group over there, the Sam Brand Hebrew speaking 9/11 attendant Mr. Bolin over there, child abuser. False story spinning sack of goo. Seems like the whole thing might have been a put-up. Seemed to always seem to me afterwards, and I wasn't able to really connect this until this stuff with him started really unraveling, that he probably, because he was sucking down piles and piles and piles of red wine and stuff, he probably was drunk and maybe pissed the police off and then got belligerent with them. Well, it's starting to look like, because I remember speaking to their public relations person right after it happened, and the guy really thought that it was a routine arrest at the time. That's what I remember now, after the fact. Of course, I was going in there trying to get information from him as though he were trying to destroy Bolin, and in fact, now it looks like they were just maybe answering a call and got a belligerent guy drunk. Now, of course, the police still, when somebody's drunk and belligerent on their front lawn, that's not the police's business to correct that unless they're a threat to their neighbors. So, me being a libertarian thinker, I wouldn't think that would rise to the level of even police participation at his house. But again, we are living in this modern police state America, so the expectation should have been there that this kind of visit would turn into something bad. I digress here. I would rather start really paying more attention to these books I've got. We've got some interviews coming up. We have Muhammad coming back for a bit of an ensemble here, a little rant together. We're going to put some information together for you. We've also got two other interviews. That India thing is going to try to get sorted out this week as well. And I got a new book probably coming onto the site soon for PDF file download. And for those of you who are looking for historic education on how World Zionism got such a hammerlock on our lives, the French Connection's your source for that stuff. And the commentary that I had to go through today will probably be not included in these future discussions, because I just, getting to this point with this information seems to be, they're not going to stop trying to discredit me and destroy me. They're never going to do that until they probably try to do me in. Physically, actually do me in, or arrest me on a trumped-up charge and put me in jail or something, which is not out of the question either. But in the meantime, that information needs to be downloaded, so in case they take my website down or destroy my ability to present this information to you, you've got it on hard copy so you can share it. And you need to give this stuff out to other people. You need to tell people. You need to make sure that criminal Zionism and their proponents are never farther than the next word in any conversation about what's going on the planet. They have to be right there in the fore of your thinking so that that people connect these dots, because we're battling a huge mainstream. I was watching last night, they had two channels, main channels, with Holocaust information and how horrible it was for the Jews, and they've got stuff, TV shows on every channel now, trying to fight back with their control of the mainstream. So, and I'm certain that that's having some positive effect for their lies. So we've got to push back doubly hard. Bear all this stuff in mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's important stuff. And I appreciate you following this effort I'm making. You know, hey, you know, being the tip of the spear here and putting out this information the way I have and fighting as long as I have to try and discover the facts about the world places me in a position that these people want to come after me in every way they can. And they're going to continue trying. So if you continue to support me, it'll be making it much harder for them to do it. Please do that. Take care of your families, by the way. The financial stuff is getting worse and worse. And keep us in mind for donations when we get our stuff back up so we can keep this thing going. There may be a delay in that because I'm going to have to actually get some of my paperwork done here in France. I don't want to ever take financing and money that is not declared. That's not something I can ever do, because one of the first things that they would try to do is say that I'm breaking their tax laws or whatever, and I don't want to get involved in ever doing stuff like that, because that'll be a perfect end for them to just try to criminalize me, and I don't want to get that stuff happening to me either. And I don't want to talk about issues that are going to go against their laws here. I want to follow the law and still tell you guys the truth. So, that all being said, it's great to bring these informations to you, and I will be doing more files during the week, so stay tuned for them, and take care of your families, keep an eye on the finances, and start unraveling the sad state of affairs that we're in. Please, until the next time, people. Bye-bye now. Because I'm in bandy, I'm better than them.